Paradan zor gelen dalga geliyor gibi sonun dolar pence sanci endu para şu sanganci çöldün
sanci canama
şakyo bandı dan şazık dalga geliyor gibi sonun dolar pence sanci endu para şu sanganci çöldün
sanci canama
şakyo bandı Hola, se imagina que está dando bem sem que está ditando. Pois a lana me apanhada, mas o bem sangue de compor um bocadinho de tobrachago. Te tobrachago e cheto. Também choro um bocadinho, porque eu não sangue de sempre. Se é sempre bom, é sempre chão.
Let us think about all kind mother sentient beings and then cultivate the altruistic motivation seeking complete enlightenment for the sake of liberating infinite kind mother sentient beings. It's with that kind of bodhicitta motivation that we should all participate in this teaching.
No, no. I'm going to tell my Lord. Okay, since I'm busy in China, Dungetan, Kalan Dungkinta. Tawana yang dewa tu dewi juta dem demperan tu, okay? Tapi, kanga tiwar mas.
I believe that all of us sentient beings, down to the smallest insects, we all wish to get rid of suffering and its causes, and we wish to find happiness and create causes of happiness. In those respects, we as sentient beings are all just the same.
Ji ini tak coba tak. Dia tak di ini ji pun betul cang cakap mas.
That being the case, but when we look at the situations in which most of our sentient beings find ourselves in, we find ourselves in a problematic situation that is contrary to the wishes that we have. In other words, what I mean to say is this, that most of our sentient beings, although we do not want suffering and its causes, but it's, you know, seems that we mostly experience suffering and encounter problems. Although we wish to have happiness and its causes, but most of us are deprived of true happiness. So this is the situation most of us find ourselves in.
Well, that the correct limbrison sena, correct limbrison, maranzo gani, ta sinki maoke, gedi kipang tsuyi mahi patam.
So why is that the case? Although we wish for happiness and its causes, we are deprived of happiness and its causes. Although we wish to get rid of suffering and its causes, but we encounter many forms of suffering. Now why is that? If you ask, we should understand that basically maybe two things may account for why. Number one, most of our sentient beings are ignorant about the practice of abandonment, what needs to be abandoned or get rid of. In other words, all the negativities and defilements that we need to get rid of. and what we need to cultivate or adopt. In other words, all the positive actions and positive qualities. Number two, we may have certain understanding of these two things, what needs to be gotten rid of and what needs to be cultivated, but we are lacking in our practice. You know, we are not putting what we know into practice. Now, because of these reasons, so I feel that we find ourselves in the problematic situation that I just described.
Mm-hmm. Ane gidi chi pang tai mashe pa de sheb she gores te shebe tap karle se na ane ngara zo ta ane sanji tam din de sung pe ane ka ta ti ane gomba de te ju to zo la tap ane tap thism she gores.
So if ignorance is one of the reasons why we find ourselves in a problematic situation, which I just described, then what is the solution to this problem? Well, the solution is to acquire knowledge and understanding, and that basically involves educating ourselves in the teaching and the practice of Buddha Dharma. You know, we have to educate ourselves in the original teachings of Buddha, which are contained in sutras, and we need to educate ourselves in the commentary treatises written on Buddha's teachings, which are called shastras. So basically it is through education, through learning, through listening to teaching that we need to, get rid of ignorance from our mind.
So that is that, and then, chue shepa la drinking it, dujit karasana maripata, ranjili be maripata. That maripata meva zoe tap karasana, and then, अरे ता थेवा से बते और सोरे ले थेवा से बता और दूसरे कैसे भाई मरे तो इन थेवा तेमु में से ड्रमिंग से संक्यों दी दरां का नाम तो वास.
So the point I'm trying to make here is that when we are ignorant about spirituality or dharma, so the only way to counteract that ignorance is through education. So that's why Buddha has praised so much the benefits of listening to dharma or teaching, which is what education is part of. And for example, it is said that listening to teaching is metaphorically speaking kindling the light of wisdom within ourselves that dispels the darkness of ignorance.
That theba mangbu che ne thebe 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 en de de ta sonra ju de hi rang kang che be ni na ta ja chi yu kan de che be ni na a de che ba de ni ya ni jang ga res nam sa nang ga res.
So it is through listening to teaching, through education, we learn about different aspects of spirituality or dharma. Now, once we have gained the knowledge or the understanding through listening, through education, maybe our understanding is small or limited, or our understanding is very vast, whatever the case may be. Now, the next thing we need to do is, you know, cultivate spirituality within our mind. In other words, we need to practice the teaching.
That the Sundu wa Tupe Jesu ta Ruba Nyungu Shis Tupe Shani Di Jesu Karishiguna Tupe 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 Tupe.
As it is said elsewhere that after learning or listening to teaching, then we should really give much of our attention to practicing the teaching.
Sometimes I'm talking about the Chinese words. Tabashin, that long moment losing Tabashi, sort of the talent losing Jabashin, Tabashin, that going to them, the Telejani, Gom Jenny, then Auntie. 가르쳐졌다. 그게 산지 공부서를 다 내가 메뤘으면 되게 남동 연바시였다. 띠, 신이 애들 말했어.
Sometimes we might entertain this kind of erroneous thought process, if you will. That is, we might think that, well, I don't want to waste, you know, spend a few years studying Dharma, because that seems to be more like, you know, a waste. What I really want to do is do meditation right away. Because it is through meditation, I understand that I get closer to Buddhahood or enlightenment. So we might think that, well, education of Dharma is a waste of time, but we should rather just jump and do some kind of practice or meditation. And that is wrong.
Ani tanda tay mangi pe number je ba ka ni me her de sing mal tyo la dona ji her de sing mal te me na gom je ya mar es te me ba kar es na te ba me be gom ba te la dum tran dalan zawan das ni du sun ya res
Teba, or listening to teaching or education, is you know, so crucial to understanding Dharma or spirituality. So without listening to Dharma, we will not be able to distinguish between what is right and what is wrong, what is spirituality, what is not spirituality. In other words, we would be lacking discriminative wisdom or awareness to be able to differentiate between what we should do and what we should not do. And so without education of Dharma, without listening to Dharma, if we just want to sort of randomly, if you will, begin doing some practice, we are not going to get any far. And as it is said by the great Tibetan master Manjushri Lama Tsongkhapa, and Geshe-la quoted the lines from his memory, you know, metaphorically speaking, he said, you know, trying to practice without listening to teaching is just like a handicapped person who wants to be a rock climber. So in other words, that if we don't have arms and we don't have legs, but if we want to be a rock climber, probably that's not good an idea, it's not going to work. So after listening to teaching, we really need to pay much of our attention to practicing the teaching or the Dharma. Of course, there are all kinds of you know, practices, and one of the most important things is we need to do purification practice. We need to purify ourselves of negativities and defilements in our mind. And after all, we have created and accumulated lots of negative karmas. And one of the most powerful practices that we can do to purify ourselves of all negativities is to cultivate bodhicitta, or the altruistic mind of enlightenment. So, why is that, if you ask? Then I would like to explain the profound prayers made by Maitreya, who is considered as the future Buddha. According to you know, Buddhist literatures, during this eon, there will be 1,000 enlightened beings of Buddhas who would manifest in our world. And our historical Buddha Shakyamuni is the fourth of in the line, and the fifth Buddha who will appear is called Maitreya. And Maitreya made a lot of prayers, day in and day out.
So the Kongta, ane tuita adunta ni lensu sen lensu tan do sine, ta mala mambo ta yer, mala ta jig nan tan ane ane zre ta. Nindre lam na doji king, nindre lam na doji king. Thori lam na rapten la, gaki me pan denji be, shanju sem la shat se los, Kongga ane shanju ji sen la tabe pe. Paise shanju ji sem gomba ina. Shanju sem gombe topji ene ngendro lam ta dogres ta tele ndrom gya se tele dogres ngendro lam ta nyawa ta ngda tindro lam ta dogres ngendro na doji kings thori lam na rakta nas ane tha thori ene thori ene hami kompa da a thori lam ne a hami kompa to ba shigres ane gashi me ban range pis nawa ta chawa ta gawa ta dan chega na yu dung ene done ene sanji koma thoya te ene sanji sen sheri sa pa che chega are a sanji sen sheri are do dos da da a nindu lan do ji thori lan ra ten da ki me pan den ji pe are ta gawa ta chewa ta ande ga ente ni ga te dung ene ten do tro ve sanji koma thoba te ene sanji sen sheri so za Shangju sen to gomba tak te ke chimbre anu kong shangju sen la sha chen lo sen ga te sha chen na imbur.
So Maitreya Buddha, he made many profound prayers three times a day and three times at night. And in his prayers, he made this statement. And as Geshe-la, quoted a stanza of prayers from his memory, which I will roughly translate, and translate the explanation given on that. In a prayer, Maitreya Buddha said, "Nyendra lamin doji jin." That it will help to abandon the path leading to bad migrations. Thori lamne rabdenji, that it will lead one on the path to a higher state of existence. Gashi meba denjiba, that it will lead to a state which is free of aging and death. Changchu Samla Chatalo, I bow down to Bodhicitta. So the explanation given on this stanza is that if we cultivate Bodhicitta or the altruistic mind of enlightenment in our mind through meditation, then Bodhicitta would help us to get rid of the path leading to bad migration. In other words, we will not be reborn in the hell, hungry ghosts, and in the animal worlds. Bodhicitta will lead us to higher states of existence, meaning we will find good rebirth in the future. We will in the human and celestial worlds, and we will find a freedom from sickly existence and enlightenment. So Bodhicitta, in a nutshell, leads us to the complete enlightened state, which is free of problems such as aging and death. We will be completely be free from aging and death, and there will be no suffering at all. And that is the power of Bodhicitta, and I bow down to, I salute Bodhicitta. So that's what Maitreya Buddha said in his prayers.
Sometimes,
in the Lamrim treatises on the stages of path to enlightenment, it is stated that it is much more powerful and better to cultivate bodhicitta or train one's mind in the development of bodhicitta or altruism rather than cultivating a meditational deity or reciting mantras without having first trained one's mind in the common practices, preliminary practices. So in other words, what is being stated is this, that if we do not train our mind first in the preliminary common practices, if we simply try to cultivate a meditational deity, we call Yidam in Tibetan, or that we recite certain mantras, we are not going to, you know, get that far. But it's much better to train our mind first in the development of bodhicitta, you know, before engaging in those practices.
Well,
And one of the essential principles in the development of bodhicitta is to reflect upon and feel the great kindnesses of other sentient beings to us. So because of that, in a practice for developing bodhicitta, we talk about the recognition of all sentient beings as having been once kind mothers and remembering their kindnesses. And so basically it is through that kind of reflection that we see the connection with all other, intimate connection with all other sentient beings, that basically there is not a single sentient being who has not become our mother at some other time.
No, no. Rang eshewal tangka me bating ay wde hago guer mata ha mawon na sinita rang main bate ngayalik kawoyor.
Of course, to be able to understand that, we have to also even understand that how, you know, we as individuals have taken already countless rebirths. You know, if we only can think of a limited number of rebirths, then of course, you know, what I just said does not make much of a sense. You know, what does it mean that all sentient beings have become our mothers within a limited, amount of time? So, but if we understand how we as individuals have taken countless rebirths already, then it is, you know, it becomes feasible and we can understand how all sentient beings have become our mothers.
No, no. That's in the Dangi Ranga Mashi Manyo Kameba Yina. Only Penzu and its Homer of Mashi Rigindo Rana and the Kadichimba Yimba and those in the same D Manangi Kadichimba Yimba Santong.
So once it becomes feasible conceptually that we have taken countless rebirths already and all sentient beings have become our mothers, then next we have to consider how each of them have been equally kind to us, just like our kind mother of this lifetime. So as we really reflect on the kindness of mother sentient beings, we really feel that in our heart and bone. And but now the next thing that really logically comes up is, how can I repay that kindnesses?
And dungwe tangi da te dawa tangi da demba ki guwa tati nge nga da shiya guwa samba ki ta samtangu le.
So as we feel gratitude to sentient beings for all their kindnesses, and we think of repaying their kindness, so as we can, you know, repay their kindnesses in two different ways, if you will. While we can do something or make a material gift to the sentient beings, well, that is a form of repaying their kindness. And another way is we can think about positive thoughts for sentient beings. And it is in this regard, as we take time to consider what sentient beings do really want, they want to be free from suffering for good, and they want to have lasting peace and happiness. And so as we recognize those wishes of sentient beings, then we cultivate that I want to strive for a state that enables me to be able to help sentient beings in the way they just want me to help them.
No. That is something that Sinji Tamki Shuri Mepa, Data Ni Parma Shuri Mepa, Sinji Tamki, Devata Dena Kimaru, Dembra Juji, Dembra Dagi Shows, that is something that is.
So based on that kind of a connection with sentient beings, and then, of course, when I say sentient beings, we literally mean every sentient being, and which basically includes the beings we usually categorize into different types, like friends and relatives, or the dear and near ones, strangers and enemies. All of them are sentient beings. We have connection with all of them. And now we sincerely wish, you know, sentient beings to be happy, the kind of happiness they are seeking. And we send our prayers that may sentient beings be able to find the happiness they are seeking, and may I be able to provide that happiness to sentient beings or help sentient beings to find that happiness. So that's how we cultivate love for sentient beings.
Dunga tangi da tegu gundo, dunga tangi da chawar, chuchi chawar dagi shei sami ta, ane niji chamba chai, niji gongo res, sinji tangi da mabhi hiye.
So if we wish sentient beings to be truly happy, of course there is no other way but to think that may they also be free from suffering. Right? If they have suffering, how can they be happy? You know. So then we cultivate these, feelings of compassion. May sentient beings be free from suffering that they don't want and its causes. And we cultivate how nice it would be if sentient beings are free from suffering and its causes. May sentient beings, you know, be free from suffering and its causes. And may I be able to help sentient beings, you know, be free from suffering and its causes. So by cultivating these feelings, we cultivate compassion for sentient beings.
No. That indeed, gani, sinje tangi dongye the jawa tang, dewa tangi the dembi tab de rang shegu sambi ta kui rang le yuan na ya, an tan tang arang ta nuwa de mendu samshe. Ta muda nuwa de suri yuan sena kadu yuan sena, an ne rangi ene. Sanjay Kumpharam ki kadyu thawe na ta ane tenri gani vata dengan do son ta Sanjay Thangyay tando Sanjay Kumpha thawe shay guha sambe ta a samba kyunom te tango res ta tiri changyu sim ta kyunman da shi res.
So as we cultivate love and compassion for sentient beings, these are called great love and great compassion. As much as we wish sentient beings to be happy, and as much as we wish to help them to find that kind of happiness, as much as we wish sentient beings to be free from suffering, and as much as we wish to help them find freedom from suffering, but as we examine our own situation and abilities, realistically speaking, while we don't have the abilities right now to bring happiness to sentient beings and to help them free from suffering. So what we need to do now, you know, to fulfill those wishes, then we started to see that only if I become a complete enlightened being called Buddha, then I would have the complete abilities to help sentient beings just the way I wish them, you know, wish to help them. So, thinking in that way, we cultivate the altruistic mind of enlightenment, or what we call in Tibetan, Changjujusim, bodhicitta, bodhisattva's attitude. So cultivating bodhicitta in that way, that arises from great love and great compassion, this kind of bodhicitta is, at this stage, we call contrived bodhicitta. It's not something genuinely present in us, but it's something we are cultivating. We are, you know, so therefore it is called contrived bodhicitta. So now I hope that you see, you know, why bodhicitta is such a precious state of mind to cultivate. And the kind of I very briefly highlighted the process through which we can cultivate bodhicitta. You know, right from the beginning, recognizing all sentient beings as having been our kind mothers, you know, repaying, their kindnesses, and then cultivating love and compassion for them, and then, you know, taking the responsibility upon ourselves to do that, and then we cultivate bodhicitta. So bodhicitta or altruism is connected to all that wonderful processes, you see, and so that's why it is such a powerful and precious state of mind. So we need to, reflect upon and understand that of all kinds of teachings of Dharma that we can listen to, listening to teaching on bodhicitta is, if not the most precious teaching, but it is certainly one of the most precious teachings we could receive or listen to. And of all kinds of practices that we could do, development of bodhicitta is, if not the most important practice, developmental practice, but it's certainly one of the most important practices we could do.
So,
and development of bodhicitta or Changjusim is the entrance into Mahayana, Buddhism and Mahayana path.
So,
all the Buddhas that we talk about of the three times, Buddhas of the past, Buddhas of the present, and Buddhas of the future, all of them have become Buddhas, or are becoming Buddhas, or will become Buddhas through cultivating and enhancing bodhicitta or altruism. We cannot think of a Buddha who has become Buddha without developing bodhicitta. That's just impossible. We cannot think of a Buddha who kind of closes his or her eyes and sits some kind of meditation but have nothing to think about, like thinking about nothing, and then you become a Buddha. And that doesn't work. So every Buddha becomes Buddha as a result of cultivating bodhicitta. As Bodhisattva Mahasattva Shantideva very clearly states in his guide to Bodhisattva's way of life, called Bodhisattva Char Avatar, or Chunju in Tibetan, and Geshe-la quoted this stanza from his memory. So basically, Shantideva is telling us that if we want to, metaphorically speaking, transform our these contaminated aggregates into the pure and enlightened bodies of Buddha, then we should cultivate bodhicitta or altruism.
Oh, nice. 딱 개침 버렸어. 당에 기회면.
So all these things I have explained to you about bodhicitta and its importance and the need to cultivate this. Now this is really relevant to one and all, including myself. That's what I need to do. That's what you need to do. And we all must, you know, understand its importance and, you know, cultivate it.
So, sir, Maranzo, Sanjiji Sembi Gonghi Yina, that's Sinji Lenneva San Sinji Mevrita, Sinji Kandachi Yina, Neva Mashiba Sini, Ani, that, Dela, Ani, Pepper Dutuni, Tang, about the Dugura.
So as if we consider ourselves as practitioners of bodhicitta, if, then we cannot hurt any sentient beings. We just can't bring any harm to any sentient being. And and additionally, if we could, we should try to help and benefit sentient beings in whatever ways we can. And now I would like to return to our this wonderful text called A Miscellaneous Collection of Kadamba Geshe's Advices.
Yes. Menga yepi gompa minams. Kishi lami sungi bipsta. Kanshi ta. Maranzu any gomje the samalo. Sanji kumde deni the jubilama to zungu simaka na yetanzu gomguyores. So that Kunazu Garka nang donati, the gum gedu paturgo at the pator, Zorsun at the pator. So Nasalansi at the Nasalan Tuyak. That's never some tangundus.
So where we stopped last time in the text was this, that we need to follow the instruction of our spiritual masters or the lamas. Basically, what we really meant is starting with Shakyamuni Buddha as our guru or lama, teacher, and down through the lineage masters, they have taught us the things we need to get rid of, abandon, we should not do, negative things, and get rid of defilements. And they have advised us to cultivate the positive actions and do the positive things. So we need to you know, pay heed to their advices and instruction. And then the next Adisha advice is to us that if we practice with great reverence or respect, so before long, we will be able to experience the outcomes or the results. Now the explanation given on this is that if we sincerely do our practice out of faith in the teachers who give us teachings, as well as the teaching itself or the Dharma, then before long, we will be able to see the outcomes of our practices. And as we practice Dharma, I think it's very important for us to have faith or the trust in the Dharma that we are cultivating. As it is stated in a sutra, and Kesala quoted the lines from his memory, highlighting the importance and the function of faith, where he says, Deva Gondo Mother Kyo. So, faith is as important for spiritual development of growth as mother is for the birth of a child. And with faith, we are able to cultivate positive qualities and preserve them and enhance them.
Hola, tashi ta tindigindo ane ta nimbadra ta ti omade ni ni chue yi xian na to je ni ka xiao lan jung sun du ta yang ka ji chue zhong yi ka xie ge ne chue dun du xie wei na ta ane ji ting ge xia gan de de ta ni ji ting ge xia wa ge xia wei le ga ma xie na ane sa ya to gong ya ta dong ya to dong an sam ti ra ma ri sam ni sim ji xi ge res That chu number of a drunk eating, and a ning is on the one, ning, chuing shena, said that. Rangi, Lunga, the shower, the ning, chuing the shava, you know, and they told that Jeb said, told Sayata, Jeb said, Quer, and it didn't drink in the any Hulin Junger is condom. That was a good marison.
And the next artist advises us that if we practice Dharma from the depth of our heart, that means most sincerely, then the foods and clothing will just come by. What that means is that, some practitioners might, think this way, that, well, if I don't engage in any ordinary activities work, then I won't find enough food to eat, I will have no clothes to put on, and worry about those things. But Adisha is explaining here that if we most sincerely engage in spirituality, then the food and clothing will just come by as a byproduct of our practice.
What
do you think?
Yeah? Leka maje bashi takasi no chibu si bea santana tatu yung mardasi.
But I must also caution you, we should not interpret this to mean like, oh, okay, I'm not going to go to work, I'm going to just stay calmly in my own room and then do nothing. Well, it doesn't mean that. Just staying, doing nothing at home and not going to the work and not doing anything, that's not the interpretation of this statement. So what really this is like, if one mostly dedicates to Dharma, means one is most sincerely engaged in Dharma from the depth of his or her heart, then, that person or those people may not have to worry about food and clothing. Let me substantiate the meaning of this statement with what one of the great Kadamba Geshe has said about his life. As a matter of fact, Geshe Ben Quintin said that there was a time my mouth was in search of food, but yet found it very difficult to find enough food to eat. But now foods find it hard to find my mouth. The foods are rolling up the hill to find my mouth. Shakyamuni Buddha himself made a very clear statement in this regard. He said, if ordinary peoples are struggling hard to cultivate field, on a plot of land that is to the size of our palm, But my followers, meaning the fully ordained monks and nuns, novice monks and nuns, and lay practitioners, with the lay practitioner's vows, will not die of starvation. But of course, his statement is based on the premise that if his followers are really, keeping their vows and practices intact, it doesn't mean that, you know, somebody can be his follower but yet break the vows here and there and still consider I'm a follower. Well, that's a different thing. But I feel that relating to this statement that we as Dhamma practitioners, or if we consider us as Dhamma practitioners, we should not worry too much about food and clothing, but we should rather pay more attention and dedicate ourselves more to practicing Dharma sincerely.
Help it in the Kathula, Kuranzepe, Legatan, Majibeshe, any church against the Lide, Gangi Tading among Boyers, maybe telling me Kangal Legacy was serious. Legacy Church Yam to Singaranzo Tamapa incident, and each machine, Yanga Maris.
But I want to share my thoughts here. That we as ordinary people, realistically speaking, we need to go to work. But at the same time, we need to do practice. So we need to do both. We cannot stop working. And I often advise people not to, stop working or not to, abandon their jobs. Especially, I remember during the hippie eras, like how a lot of people, whatever, for their reasons, got so disinterested in working and everything, and, just got into spirituality of this kind and that kind, and many did not work, and they were jobless and everything, and then they run into many real problems. And so at that time, I remember advising many of them, said, you've got to work, just be real. So what I say is, as ordinary people, we need to find times for both. We need to go to work, but also we need to find time to do practice. Next, Atisha says, "Oh friends, one will never be satisfied with sensual objects, because that would be like taking salty water. So you should cultivate contentment." So what Adisha is saying is that when it comes to enjoyment of sensual objects we indulge in, we will never be satisfied by them. It's just like somebody is very thirsty and then started to take something salty drink. It could be salt water, it could be salt, any liquid. But if you drink something salty, instead of quenching your thirst, you will be more thirsty. So like that, the more we indulge in sensual objects, instead of getting satisfied, we get more dissatisfied. So therefore, the best thing is to cultivate sense of contentment.
So
I think all of us, it's important to be contented with what we have.
When I nema ani sanji re ta ki kandi ju imre nong pe na ne ta ta chu shi ne bre ta un pu ta u u wi dong ge chi shi yen ki de shu re se zhe jie bo re shi ge bre
ne
zhe jie bo ki bu ji de si yo re ki bu ji yo re de yin ne ta ti ngong pa me ba xin de le la sa ji dan de ba xin re ta de le zhang bo den zhe ni ni me ti ge de se xiong de de ga ran se xie de ko chu shi yue zhen ko ji wo ye de
One time, Shakyamuni Buddha was asked a question: who is the most discontented, person in a kingdom? And Buddha said, "It is the king." So what really means is the king, has all the resources available in the kingdom, but is never satisfied with everything he has. Whereas the poor, people, especially those on the street, they just go day by day. If they find something to eat today, they're just fine, contented. Then the next day, they just worry about them. And sometimes having everything doesn't necessarily mean that we are happy or our life is satisfied or contented.
Choshe mena, dungi kante nyungu yame, jebulu, 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 dosin ta, moda chi cha jabi na, moda ti, ti tambu chikshi, ante ya mantu basi, ante ya chikji, ante ya mantu basi, dosin ni, ta ti penda basi re matu ta, zuta, data, teta, rota, rija, tanda samala ku tenda le, dosin ngomba me basi, dungi ki basi, ta samala nyungu do, te hako do basi.
So if we are not contented with what we have, our lives can become really very, hectic and unhappy. I'll just give you an example of, owning a car, right? So we want to buy a car. So we buy one. Now we are not happy with it. So now we want to buy another kind of car, another brand car. Then we are not happy with that. Then we want to have a better car. And then we will have a more expensive car. And it just goes on and on. This is same with all other sensual objects, with regard to, say, forms, with regard to sound, smell, taste, touch. If we're not contented with what we have, just we go for more of the same thing, the better of the same thing, and it just never ends to that.
No, Lass. No, Lass. That, Nere, yeah? Tinglom ngajeri kingpe simkim mea Lass, ta? Tikpa tang, lomba tang, ngajar tang tu, tiri, tikpa si ate pe rang pe karse urta, takshu yin sama rabi ta, tikpa la je yorwa nga zu, tikpa la je kanta, la tengu nang ta kundu nga pe top che shu tang pe tang yin si ate nga rang la kwa me sama che yorwa, tili tikpa si, lomba si pa chi tikpa ra jari ta, lom sim si, Ani nga je te yang tosa tongyo nipa shene, kole nga tra, nga le ko tra ka samsang ten do shene, tosa tongyo shime. Ta ma je rita kiba nisho chayang kudwa nga je shene. Ani kengba, ta tenzu kiba. Ani tenze ke sem kuns, tenzu ke sem tenzu de mwe last, mera tango resi. Tekane ta tenzu ke ani ta rang meba zoya te, tenba shene. Tenzu lewe rangyu li te she shene, sem tenzu kengba ta, tekba ta, lomba ta, tenbe she shene. Tenzu ke ane ta sembi jis mandang pa shene atali tan di ngarang le shen ke cheta ngarang mewa song ke chen yin sambi shene ang sang no tango res kanam.
Next, Adisha advises us that we should belittle arrogance, pride, and puffed up state of mind. So what he's really saying is, arrogance is could be defined as a state of mind where one feels that I am on top of everything. I'm the best, that can be. Pride is, it shares certain, quality of the arrogance, but it's little more relative in the sense that, compared to him, I'm better. But compared to, you know, this one, I'm not too bad. Okay, I'm maybe slightly down, but I'm okay. I'm still fine. So sense of, deluded pride we're talking about. And then the proper state of mind, it's like that bloated, like air-filled state of mind, you know, that kind of feeling. Aditya tells us that when we look in our mind, if arrogance arises or any form of pride and proper mind arises, we should belittle them in the sense that we should understand that these states of mind bring me more misery and unhappiness. And so I cannot follow them. I cannot have them stay in my mind and make them rule me. So we should downgrade them. We should subdue them.
No, no. That tell me, Ratani, Karishay was in a hiki tor cheese. Hiki tor hiyota tor cheese. Lose a number. Tai hiki tor se tell any.
So continuing with what Aditya just said, we should belittle arrogance and pride and proper minds, and we should remain peaceful and subdued. Shishin Durva. So peaceful and subdued could be understood in two different ways. Our external actions should be subdued, more disciplined, and peaceful in the sense that our state of mind should be really peaceful. So peace, of inner peace, or the peace of mind, could come from if we do not entertain all kinds of disturbing conceptions or thoughts, including the primarily the deluded thoughts. So if we don't entertain such thoughts, then our mind will be peaceful.
No, no. That she,
And subdued external actions or behaviors means that, you know, when we interact with other people, we are really polite, we are respectful of them, we are not wild and aggressive and, going crazy or do something that hurts others. And so basically means very disciplined behavior.
Next,
Adish advises us that what we consider as outcomes of merit, often they could become very, distracting for us. So, and they could become interruptions in our spiritual practice. So we need to abandon them. Explanation given on this is, how we might make this kind of statement, or we think this way, and which to some extent is maybe true, that people who have, nice house and nice resources, and they have a lot of friends and, gathering often, and we say, they really have good karma, great house, great cars, great many friends and parties and all that stuff, Yes, maybe what they have are the results of merit, they accumulated, but now, by indulging in those things, become an interruption in one's obstacles for one's Dhamma practice. You know, they get so indulged in their resources and, you know, parties and circle of friends that their life is interrupted and their practice is interrupted. So in that case, we need to, keep them at this, we need to be careful with those.
Mm-hmm. Gave a late in Drebu, Segramat, gave a lay is Germans. Gave a late in Drebu, the lane of Congress.
So the goodness that happens in our life, you know, any good things and everything, these are the results or the outcomes of good karma. So these are not in and of themselves karmic actions or karma, but these are the results of karma, good karma.
The bad karma is the one. That is karma is the German. So, the Migui Leti and in David Mimbremato Leti Mares. Leti Mares Aksari.
What I'm trying to explain here is the goodness in our life, yes, that is an outcome or result of a karma, but they are not a karma. And the same thing with the problems which we encounter in life, you know, how sometimes people run through difficulties and we say, oh, bad karma. Well, what they are going through or what we are going through, the difficult times, are the results of bad karma, but these difficulties are not bad karma. And I feel it's very important to distinguish between the results of karma and the karmas which bring them. Just as we need to the differentiate between the sprouts of seeds and the seeds themselves, we put the seeds in the soil and they sprout. So the sprouts are the results of the seeds, but they are not the seeds.
No.
So if somebody wants to kind of a debate on this issue, maybe there is kind of a space for that. You know, somebody can say that, okay, I put a seed in the ground, then that sprouts, but then ultimately the sprout, you know, grows into stalk, and then that produces the seeds again. So in a sense, there is, you know, there's that connection. So what do you think?
That is the sequence. When,
analyze things at a very deeper level, the cause and effect relationships, how it works is that, yes, maybe the sprout eventually produces seeds. But those seeds are the not causes of this sprout. This sprout was produced by another seed that you planted in the soil. And now that changed into the sprout. Now sprout is producing new seeds. So the cause and relationship between these, spectrums are very different. The sprout is the result of the seed you planted. And now the seeds which are brought by the sprout are the results of the sprout. So I would like to get up early today, recognizing that today is the Happy New Year for a lot of our students, Chinese, Vietnamese, and Korean students. So I think that maybe they are a little bit busy, that they have to set for lunch or attend a lunch or something. So we will stop there today.
Oh yeah. ngarat sama lo ni tu, di sini is, muai cie tu kerja sana tu, ane ngarat juga cie cie begitu betul lah, ini, sanji tembaru baca tadi kira tu ni apa tu, ane jauh ini nak baca betul di sini betul mana cukup dekat betul tembaru tu tujuh ini tu, memilih tu lebih muat tu, ane cie cie show pemain tu cuci cie awak ni itu tu betul, jadi jika kami tu dah yang tu, mesti betul tu dah yang ni, tujuh ini tu tu dah memilih tu lebih muat tu.
So before we disperse, let us dedicate our collective merit for the flourishing of Dharma, the source of benefits and happiness throughout the universe. May His Holiness the Dalai Lama and all other great holy beings live long and be successful in fulfilling their visions, benefiting sentient beings. May spiritual communities throughout the world and spiritual practitioners from all traditions remain healthy, harmonious, and be successful in fulfilling their spiritual goals. May this and other world environments be free of all kinds of unwanted pains and problems, and beings find peace, happiness, prosperity, and spirituality. In short, we dedicate our merit for all kind mother sentient beings to be free from the fears and dangers of two types of mental obscuration, and may we all reach Buddhahood soon.
Honest. Then you are.
Close. Close.
Honest.